Hello and welcome to Free Time. I'm John. This is a show where I talk about places to find free legal media online, games, books, movies, or in this case, music. I did two episodes of this show back in 2018, and I've decided to bring it back as an audio podcast, probably on a monthly basis. Those two episodes are on our YouTube channel. One is about Amazon Classics, where you can find free classic literature, and the other is about Tubi, an online streaming service that we've talked about on Zombie Takeout quite a bit. There will be links in the show notes. By the way, nothing I ever talk about on this show will ever be sponsored. First of all, we don't have nearly enough of an audience to get sponsors, and if we are ever sponsored, as was the case once many years ago, we will make that very clear and keep it as distinct as possible from any real recommendations. And like I said, this one's about music, and it's something we've also talked about quite a bit on The Hearing in this case, and it is the online independent music retailer Bandcamp. Founded in 2008, Bandcamp allows independent recording artists to upload their own music for free and control how they sell it as well as sell merch. And this is why it's on Free Time. The site also allows consumers to stream tracks for free. You can search by genre or by the artist's name, or just explore the many recommendations that they have on the front page. Of course, there are a lot of places to stream music for free online, but here's why you might want to consider Bandcamp. If you do choose to buy music on there, the site takes a 15% commission on the sale, plus a small processing fee for credit card purchases, and then that commission drops down to 10% once the artist's sale surpasses a certain amount. By the way, this also makes albums a bit less expensive on Bandcamp, and they don't take any percentage on merch. That all goes to the artists. By comparison, Apple takes 30%, and while Amazon lets artists keep 100% of their sales, you have to pay to sell your music on there, so Bandcamp is just a better deal for the artists all around. Also, in 2020, in an effort to help support artists during the pandemic, Bandcamp began waiving commissions on all purchases made on the first Friday of every month, and they're still doing that. So if you decide to buy something on there, maybe do it on a Friday. On Wikipedia, it says that you're only allowed to stream a song once without buying it. I tested that, and I was able to stream a few songs that I hadn't bought multiple times, even after leaving the site and coming back. But if you're going to be streaming a song multiple times, you might as well just buy it and help the artist. Now, I can personally recommend Bandcamp both as a consumer and an artist. I've been buying music there for years, and it's always been a great experience. And I have an album of my poetry for sale on there. I've sold one copy so far, link in the show notes. By the way, that one copy was bought by one of my favorite recording artists, Marianne Call. And I can attest that they took 15% and a 30% processing fee. I should mention that Bandcamp was recently bought by Epic Games, but I haven't noticed any changes. They're still the great site they've always been. By the way, there are some well-known artists who have their music for sale on Bandcamp, including Peter Gabriel, Bjork, Radiohead, Run the Jewels, and the Linda Lundas. Incidentally, I've already bought the Linda Lundas debut album on there. Can't wait for it to be released on the 8th. Scott and I will be reviewing it on The Hearing the following week. And here are a few lesser-known artists who I can highly recommend checking out on Bandcamp. Eliza Rickman, Lava LaRue, Freeze Pop, and of course the aforementioned Marianne Call, all of whom we've reviewed on The Hearing in case you want to get our take on their music. And that about covers it for Bandcamp. Until next time, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.